there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Well, hello there. It's nice to see you, even though I don't see you. It's nice to hear you, even though I don't hear you. But I bet it's nice to hear us. I'm Jason. That's Manny. And you're tuned into another special Last of the Nice Guys podcast as we continue to avoid the 100th episode because we can't get our shit together. Manny, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Manny looks incredibly uncomfortable right now.
I got my hoodie on, so
you got his hoodie on, yeah. He's got his glasses on, so he's got it. So today's topic for this special is inspired by a post that I saw on Instagram from an at JFK Gomez on Instagram. The title of today's episode is "Dating Modern Women Sucks." Not a question; it's a declarative statement, and this post states clearly, and I state, and I quote, "Fellas, even lesbians are officially tired of dating modern women also. Welcome to the club." So I'll play it for you right now, and this is funny, and then we will discuss, because that's what we do in the hood. Wait, here it is.
I know I can't be the only one. I just feel like women might not be for me.
Let me just say that the dating of lesbians, okay, is fucking trash, okay? It is absolutely fucking trash.
I can't be the only lesbian stud, whatever you want to call it, that is actually getting tired of dealing with women.
And that's it. So, yeah, that's basically, I guess, three or four lesbians saying that they're tired of dating modern women. And in the comments, basically it was their, you know, sense of entitlement. It was their unappreciation, their diva mentalities. I want, I expect, I want, and lack of reciprocity. And I guess because you're the stud, you're the, how do I want to say this without getting canceled? You're playing that role in the relationship, you're expected to pay, and romance is one way kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the situation that they find themselves in lately. And I find it funny because then, you know, us men are like, hey, check it out. Welcome to the club. We've been here. This is what we've been dealing with. That sense of entitlement and all that lack of reciprocity and romance. Because it's funny because that's the thing. Dating is kind of a one-sided thing. One person courts, the other person receives, kind of thing. One person courts, you know, one gives, one receives for the most part, at least in the beginning of courtship. You know what I'm trying to say? And so society, at least here in the States or most places, the man courts the woman. And so the man is expected to. Did you spell your name like that on purpose?
Yes.
Okay. All right. For those who are not watching, he put man. All right, Manny, right? And the M is uppercase, the A-N is lowercase, and the N-Y is uppercase. And I was just like, that's, yeah. So,
I mean, your name is still wrong, so.
No, oh, snap. That's what I get for talking shit.
Yeah, you want to talk shit? Your name is still wrong.
That's what I get for talking shit. Hold on, let me do it the proper way.
However, that is one of my old nicknames because I am a man from NY.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Jason, and I'm a son, so that's why I capitalize the S and the N in my name. But yeah, so that's what it is, and it's funny is that what I question is, when you're in a situation where, like I said, courtship, one person's chasing the other person for the most part, there is no reciprocity in the beginning of courting. Just there just isn't. It's the man chasing woman. So when it's two women dating, who's assuming that role? And I naturally assume they both did. You know, they're both interested. So one would court, they would both court each other and take each other out and give each other flowers and, you know, and kiss and touch and whatever.
Touch and kiss.
Yeah. But I guess not. I guess when it comes to a more masculine woman in that relationship, that
in every same sex relationship,
yes,
somebody has to assume the other role.
But do they have to read? I didn't expect that. I thought if it was two men, they'd both be, you know, the men in it, and they would be, you know, reciprocal to each other. And you
it's
know,
a very rare case that I've seen that it happened.
Really?
Happens like that. But normally one usually always defaults to, you know, the more feminine or whatever the case is.
No, of course that I know. But I'm just saying is that because you know, you're both men, you know, and they know that men traditionally are the ones that are courting, that they would court each other equally. And same thing with women. If women are going to know, though, they want to be courted, they're going to want to be courted equally. So they're going to put equal or semi-equal. I don't know. Maybe I'm just ignorant, but I naturally assumed that because of that, that there was more natural reciprocity in same-sex dating than there was in opposite-sex dating. Because there is no stigma. There is no social requirement that, okay, two gay men date, but the more feminine one it needs to be courted. And if two lesbian women date, that the more masculine one needs to do the courting. I don't think is permeated in the zeitgeist, you know what I'm saying, in our culture. So I assumed it was gonna be like, I like you. Oh, I like you too. I'll take you out. Well, I'll take you out the next time. You know what I'm trying to say? That maybe it's just
you,
me.
You would think that, but it's not, really? Unfortunately. Yeah, because there's always the princess mentality that's always present in somebody or both, which is why it doesn't work in both of them.
When it's both, then they both treat each other. I guess it's a dreamy world, I thought.
Can you imagine two masculine men dating each other? Like each one of them is trying to outdo the other one. are bigger than yours.
But they're still doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like they're still engaging. It's not one sided. I guess I'm just I want to say ignorant, but I guess misinformed, because I really thought that if reciprocity existed in courtship at all, it would be in same sex dating. I really thought so. All right. What are your thoughts on the video I just played?
So I have something to read while we're discussing.
Well, then read it, Daddy.
I find it more proof that dating sucks. Today's society has just ruined. And I reiterate this every time we talk about dating. Society today has ruined the fantasy, the morality.
What part of society are we referring to?
Social media. Social media and just the upbringings of everybody, because the expectations are too damn high nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I hate to put this out there, but
put it out there.
I'm gonna do it anyway, because I don't care. Yeah. And that's just the kind of, and I'm wearing my hoodie, so I know I'm protected.
I know, that's right.
A friend of mine hit me up the other day, and he's screenshotting conversations that he was asked, or that he had with a female that he just met. And he goes, bro, can you, he's like, am I crazy? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So he shows me the text messages, and he says, you know, I used to, like, you know, I've known this girl for a long time, but her and I used to be close back in the day. We kind of fell off, you know, life happens, people separate and they go their separate ways or whatever they have you. And, you know, through social media, we reconnected, and off rip, you know, she was like, oh, hey, how's everything going? How's your life?
What they do.
Right. That's how they break the ice.
That's how they do it.
And you know, how's life?
What's triggering me? It's triggering.
What's new? But you're going to laugh. Just like I laughed when he showed it to me.
Okay.
And you know, how's life? What's new? This and that. He's like, and you know, he explains what's going on. She doesn't go into that in depth of what changed in her life. It was like, basically like, oh, hey, what's your favorite color? Oh, I like blue, but then, you know, I like certain tints of blue.
Yeah.
I like this, that. And then her response was, I like all colors. So it was just really dry with her response of how different her life is. And then that lasted for like 3 days. And after the third day, it was like, hey, good morning, how are you?
Who said that? He did to
her? She did.
He did to him. Okay.
Yeah. So she said, good morning, how are you? I have a question to ask you. And from what he was telling me, he was like, I was looking at this like, what the hell is she going to ask me? Like, this is...
I love it. This is where weird. You get excited. I'd be like, I respond, I'm all ears.
So then...
Like, damn, she wants me. She wants to know if I still have feelings for her. Right. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
The response...
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've been here before. So this is really like, I feel anxiety.
The question was, I'm stuck on the side of the road. My car broke down. Can you loan me $200 for a tow truck?
This is a hypothetical question.
No, this was a question that she asked him after like 3 or 4 days of the, you know, what's new with your life, nonchalant nonsense, ice-breaking conversations. So then he tells me, he's like, am I wrong for telling her like, hey, we've never really been that cool for you to be asking me money like that?
I've said that before.
So, yeah, I don't know if I can. I don't know about this question. So then her question was, well, I really need the help. Can you please help me?
Right. So, okay. All right. So that scenario is, if it was up to me, because she came back 2 days earlier, this wasn't an emergency. This was pretty much something premeditated, is what I would think.
Yes.
And so no, she played him. She played him something. She's playing him, and he's probably a nice guy, and they have that history, and that's the reason why. Yeah. So I want to hear more about this. Tell me more.
So yeah. So he's like, I'm not tripping, am I? Like I've told her like we're not that cool enough. We've never been that cool. He's like, actually, is this a fake account? This is how I know this is a fake account, because you appeared out of nowhere, and then you start asking me for money. So yeah, this is definitely one of those scam accounts. And she's like, what do you mean? We had this whole conversation about this and that, and I told you some things about my life and this and that. And he's like, so that, what does that mean? He's like, that's how scammers are. They try to relate. They try to start up, you know, conversations, and they try to like, you know, relate with what you're going through in life or whatever by making up stuff. He's like, so I don't understand how this could not be a fake account.
Okay.
And then
that's a good response.
Right. So when the first part of the conversation started, it was like, I want to say maybe noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It continued on to like 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock at night.
After your friend was like, nah.
You're right. And she's like, oh, well, can you still help me? This and that. So then was like,
where has she been all these with the broken down car?
Right. Okay. So he was like, am I crazy? Is she still on the side of the road? Just waiting for $200 to call a tow truck? He's like, I'm not losing it, am I? And I was like, nah, bro, that's pure nonsense.
Right.
And then the next day, like he just basically at this point just stopped responding. And then the next day comes around and she's like, hey, you never really answered my question. And then he then screenshots and shows it to me. He goes, I think she's still on the side of the road.
Wow.
The whole point of the story is basically like, you know, the dating world sucks. There's always some sort of expectations from women when it comes to men, especially, you know, for some sort of financial backing.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous. And at this point, it's not even, it comes in all forms of and all types of relationships. You don't even have to know the person very long for them.
No, of course not. As long as they think you're that dude or you're that person to ask, or you have that history. I have a story. I mean, it's a really quick story. If you guys remember the girl who pretty much, I mean, the one I referred to in The Portrait of a Breakup, and I basically said she was a terrible girlfriend and everything like that. It was a couple of episodes
ago. The one whose clothes you put in the trash?
Yes, yes. The ones whose clothes I put, in the trash. There is context to that, people. So those of you who haven't listened to that episode, go and look for it. It is episode...
No,
because that sounds really bad when you say it. I need context before... Because I'm not that dude until you push me to that dude. Portrait of a what? Damn it! Portrait of a first date. God damn it! I'm looking, guys. I just saw it too. Talk or something. There it is. Nope. Hold on. Portrait of a episode 47. Episode 47. Portrait of a Breakup from a Man's Point of View, and it basically explains. But anyway, yes. So yes, the one who stuff I threw in the garbage. She reached out. Right. And same thing. She reached out, and but this time she really tried. She reached out on Instagram. She reached out on WhatsApp and back and forth and back and forth. I stopped answering. She had it's been a couple of years. So like she would reach out on my birthday and I wouldn't answer. She reached out again. I wouldn't answer. So this is like 2 years later now or 3 years later. No, it's 3 years later. And she reaches out again. And this time she's really not going to stop. It seems like. So I said, OK, you know what? I'll respond. What's up? What do you need? And nothing, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm getting older and, you know, I know I did you wrong. Are you still mad at me? I'm just like, I'm not mad. I don't care. Like, but why are you reaching out? What's going on? And she's like, no, you know, I just know that I'm getting older and I just don't want, you know, I'm not trying to mess with your dating life or anything. I'm not trying to, I just know that I don't want anybody to hate me. And I really would hope one day you'll forgive me, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, uh-huh. This is weird. Whatever. Skip forward. And I humored her for a day or two just to see where it was. Skip forward about 2 weeks. And she then claims that she has some kind of illness. She's in the hospital. She does send me did she send me a bracelet or something? I don't know. But she's in the hospital or was in the hospital. She's got an illness. And she says to me, can I borrow $1,000? I responded with, "What the fuck? Are you on medicine? Like you're on medicine, right? That's what this. That's basically saying that you're crazy because you must be on medicine to be asking me this." And she doesn't respond. And then I think a couple of days later she goes, "Hello," and I go, "Yes?" Question mark. And that was the last time she responded to me or reached out to me again. So yeah, this same thing happened to me. Exact same thing that happened to your friend happened to me with an ex.
Oh. And the next morning when the text message came out, like, oh, can you help me out? You know, can you answer my question from yesterday or whatever the case is? He's like, yeah, I don't know about loaning you $200. I'm a little uncomfortable with that idea.
At least he responded. Whatever. He didn't do what I didn't say. Are you fucking crazy? He's nicer
then,
about it.
No. And then it gets there. And then it goes to, well, how about $100? I'll appreciate that if you do that for me. And he goes, yeah, you got to be out of your fucking mind. I'm sorry.
So she's bargaining now. She's haggling with the request. This right. Doesn't sound urgent at all. This sounds weird. Who is this person to this guy?
Just some person that he knew from like back in the day that I guess they knew each other from comings arounds or whatever the head case was. And it's pretty funny because the whole time he's looking at me and he's just like, bro, like I'm not stupid or crazy, right? Like this is insane. I'm like, no, because apparently the first request was because she was on the side of the road and didn't have enough money for a tow truck. And then here we are a whole another day later. She's still looking for some money for that tow truck.
I would have to really like, I don't know. I would have to. Well, it's two questions. One is, why do you think I'm that person to contact to ask to borrow money? That's one. And then two, what could you really be trying to do when you're claiming that this is an emergency? Emergency is an emergency at that moment. Clearly, you've either got rescued or at least you got home. What do you still need this money for? And you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you, I don't know, like, how do you pick your marks? That's why I ask what was this guy, their history? Because there has to be something. Okay, so either she's incredibly desperate and she's going down her contacts and respond and asking every and anybody, or there's something in their past where she feels comfortable to ask this dude, yo, you either simp for me or you're a nice guy or you're an easy mark that I can ask this and I can pull your heartstrings and you'll do it. That's why I had to ask that question, because I know for me, and again, not putting myself down, it's just reality. I was that guy for many women. They knew that, yeah, things might have gone bad between me and Jason. Give it a few weeks, a few months, maybe even a few years. I reach out, he'd be right there for me. And he was. He actually was. So when I couldn't get mad at my ex for reaching out for $1,000, whether it was a joke or not, I don't know. I couldn't get mad at her because I set that precedent. I allowed her to come back and forth in my life over 10 years. And other women who can probably call me did it today and try that crap. They won't get it, but I couldn't be mad at them because I set that precedent in my 20s and in all of my 20s. These women knew, yeah, you know, I can curse him out or I can hurt his feelings, but you know what? Give it a few, I reach out and he'll be ecstatic. He'll be excited to hang out. All I have to do is dangle the idea or just something, and he'll be there. He was. So I have to ask your friend, you know, what
I don't know. I don't know what the history is between them two, but had it been me,
yeah,
I would have never set that tone for anybody.
Right.
Like it doesn't matter. Like there's no chance in hell. Like I have kids. He doesn't have kids.
Right.
So for him, I guess it's easier, but
correct.
I got kids. And if you're asking me for something like that, it's going to be a hell no right off the top.
Right. Right.
Because I'm not giving you something that, and we barely talk, we barely know each other. And you're asking for something like that off rip. And there's no guarantee I'll get it back.
No. The phrase is, and we've talked about this before, don't lend money you can't afford to give away. Exactly. If I lend money, I'm giving it. They may not know I'm giving it to them, but I know in my mind I'm giving it to you. And so I don't ever lend money very often, if at all. And if I do, it's giving away. And that doesn't mean those of you who may or may not owe money to me not to pay it back now. You should do the right thing. I'm just keeping it real. That's my philosophy. Because if you don't, you've lost a friendship right there, or you lost an association. Because usually that's what happens, you know. And that's another reason why I try to not, why I've in the past tried not to borrow money, and I've definitely never have done it in a long, 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 long time, because I don't want to be that guy. But then again, I'm also a guy who doesn't like to be indebted to anybody. I hate that. It weighs on my conscience. So I tend to like give it back as soon as possible. I think the last time I borrowed money, let me stop that there, was for my friend Holly. She, I wasn't struggling, but there was certain things that I wanted to do, and I was losing a timetable for my son's 18th birthday. So my friend Holly's like, hey, listen, I'm going to be pulling from my 401k because I need to make a loan out of it anyway. You want me to take out a little extra so you can pay off the balance of the, what is it? The venue where we were holding his 18th birthday. You pay off the balance, and then that'll free you up. You can pay me back in increments because it's due every like 2 months. You can pay me back in increments, and then it frees you up to then get the extra things you wanted to do. So, you know, Manny, you were at that party. If she didn't give me this loan or offer this loan to me, I would never have gotten the remember the Hora Loca, those girls and the big robot.
Yeah,
that cost a lot of money, but
I bet
renting the venue was costing me was the big bulk of it, and I didn't have enough to pay my increments into the venue and also get the extra thing. So she allowed me to get that, and I appreciated it. But please believe, Daddy paid, you know, in increments of $400 or $500 every 2 months until that money was paid back.
Well, see, the difference is you have that relationship with Holly that trusted in that bond there.
Right.
I don't think he has that with her.
Well, clearly not.
And that's the crazy part of it. And that's what that high expectation comes from when it comes to women in the dating world and just normalization as it is how do you ask somebody you barely know for anything like that?
Well, because, you know, well, you probably don't know her, but maybe she's attractive. Maybe she thought that he was feeling it, you know, in the past. And she's like, yo, you know what? If I just like dangled it or something, I don't know. But the way you started off where she's like, hey, how are you? Cool. How's your life? He gives a dissertation. She gives a cool. My life is same old, same old.
Right.
You know, it was just you open. She literally only opened up the door just to ask for that money.
That's basically what it looks like.
That's what it was. Clearly.
So I told him, I was like, so, and I'm going to text him a little later and ask him. I said, well, what I'm going to ask him, like, what ended up happening? Is she still sitting on the side of the road, or like, are we going to ask questions about anything?
I wish he called her out and said, you know what? Send me a selfie right now of you on the side of the road.
But here's the other thing too. Like, and I've dealt with this before where I've had to have my car towed, but that's covered by my insurance.
Correct.
So,
well, not all insurance has tow. You know, that's something you need to add, or right, not everybody has AAA either. So if you
that's the thing. How do you not know whether or not you have this, or off rip? You're just like, I'm stuck on the side of the road.
She probably doesn't have it. She probably has PIP, the basic insurance, and doesn't have roadside assistance. That's what it's called. Doesn't have AAA. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, if you don't have AAA or roadside assistance, if you're calling a random tow truck company off rip. it's gonna be pricey. So I can see that, especially if you're far away, because towing just around the corner is like $50 to $100. So what?
No, I was reading off the things that I got to read about this whole lesbian.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. But let's move on to that. So before we can wrap it up.
And the first thing is exactly what I said earlier.
See what I'm saying? All right, bring up what you were bringing up. What's it called? What's the article called?
Article is called 8 Reasons It Sucks to Be in a Lesbian Relationship, brought to you by a site by Thought Catalog.
You
know what,
can you send me the link in the Zoom chat?
Yeah,
so I can read along with you, because that's what I do in the hood. I don't know why I keep saying that. I love it though.
Because of my hoodie. I know. I got it.
I know that's right. Okay. Off rip.
I understand the reference.
Off rip.
All right. There it is.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So
I'll put the link in the description for any of you guys that want to actually check out this link, like I usually do whenever we refer to a something with the face.
So the first number one is the thing that I said earlier. The inevitable irritating question of who is the man?
Yes.
Every time you mention your partner to prehistoric, unimaginative individuals, hate to point the obvious here, but maybe, two girls can fall in love precisely because they don't need that masculine aspect to their romantic relationships. There does not have to be a man in a relationship to make it work, which is correct, but you know it. There's always somebody who's a little bit.
But there's roles, right? You discussed there are roles. I guess that are inherent in relationships, and some people conform to whichever roles they are, even if they don't know it, even if it just happens.
Right. Number two, periods. She's on hers, then you're on yours. Then suddenly you're both syncing.
Oh yeah. That's really a thing, huh? Cycles sync. That's apparently, so weird.
Apparently.
I love being a man. I swear to God.
Yeah. And it's a week of wild accusations and crying at completely ridiculous adverts. Or any kind of cute, fluffy animals.
I think
too much ice cream, chocolate, and regretful decisions are typically consumed and made.
I am not going to say that the menstruation cycle doesn't mess with their hormones. What I am saying is I think, what do you mean? But they have control. I'm sorry. If they start feeling weepy because of a dog, they know, you know what? Let me stop. I mean, you have intelligence. You can sit there and be like, you know what? I know it's that time of the month. I need to just chill. Instead of allowing those feelings to run rampant and go nuts. I don't believe in that. I believe that, yes, that there is, you know, a hormonal change that can affect your behavior. But you're smart enough to know around the same time of the month that if you start thinking and acting weird, then you should be on your P's and Q's for that week and just chill. Don't act on your immediate emotion. Don't act on your immediate thoughts.
So, sir, you're under the assumption that women are smart. Not to play.
I apologize. I withdraw my logical consensus.
Number three, for reasons unknown, others find it acceptable to march right up to your girlfriend and blatantly flirt with her when you're standing right there. Yeah.
Like who? Apparently drunk people think lesbian couples are fair game. Okay.
In for a penny, out for a pound. A saying I'm pretty sure was said by a guy who thought he could take two lesbians home for a night of drunken debauchery that could inevitably label him a god amongst
men. Unless they're like French kissing in a club or a bar, how are you going to know they're lesbians? Because most women, when they're out, are touchy-feely with each other. And you have no idea unless they overtly do something like that.
Well, and I don't think that's what this point is coming to. I think it's more or less like...
That people that know that they're lesbians?
Like we've already established that we're lesbians and we're together. And you as the man...
No, it says here. It says apparently drunk, it says apparently drunk people. Not drunk friends, not drunk associates. Drunk people. So it screams, you're in a bar, you're with your girlfriend.
Right. But then you have the drunk guy that comes up and like, oh, hey, you're hot. Oh, this is my girlfriend standing right next to me.
Oh, okay. Oh. So they bring it up.
So you're saying your guys are lesbians. Can I take you both home then? I'm okay with that.
I can turn you both. That's whatever. Okay. It's not. Okay. Whatever. Carry on.
I've seen it happen.
You seen it? Yeah, or have you done it?
I've never done it, sir.
Yeah, whatever.
If I've done it, it's happened.
Oh, shit. off rip.
Off rip.
I'm going to title this episode Off Rip. Nobody's going to know what it's going to be about. They're going to tune in like lesbians.
Yes.
Aren't women.
Point number four. When the status of the relationships is hazy, the words exclusive and dating become harder to explain or find than the gold at the end of the rainbow. There will be many tears and passive aggressive texts until the definition of both words are firmly documented and followed.
That's the same thing if it's a guy and a woman. The woman is just it's the same thing. Okay,
but it's the same thing from one party going to the next. This is basically saying it's both parties.
That they're both saying it to each other. Yeah, like, they're both saying it. Like,
are we not? What are we doing? What do you want to do? Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah, can you imagine having a conversation with or being in a room when two women that are supposed to be together, like, what do you want to eat for dinner?
Well, that'd be great. I don't know what you want to eat. You know, anything. I'm good for anything too. Okay, so what do you want to choose? No, what do you want to choose? No, right. No, you hang up. All right.
Even when it is stated, it will need to be repeatedly discussed at length just so you both know what the rules are. This method of relationship is exhausting, ultimately kills the exciting buzz that made the two of you want something in the first place. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Just going back and forth all the time, constantly. So are we still together? Like, do you still like me? Like, what's going on? Like, oh my God. Like, yesterday you kissed me, today you didn't give me a kiss.
Oh my God. Like, you didn't text me when you first wake up. Oh my God. My God. My God. My God.
You didn't text me when you left this morning.
I don't know. It doesn't work with men, won't work with women either. So who cares?
Number five, the talking. So much talking about you, them, and the mysterious equation that makes us. Oh, that makes us us. Communication is a huge part of any relationship, but for lesbians, it seems to take on a whole nother concept. In lesbian relationships, talking is no less important than breathing. The question, what are you thinking, is dreaded on a daily basis and can lead to much more than unnecessary passive aggressive eye rolling.
But I don't know, man. I think this is more of like the phrase is lipstick lesbians where they're both feminine. That one's not more masculine than the other. This sounds like about lipstick lesbians. I would assume that the in the relationship where, you know, it's a stud or a butch or whatever you want to call them, that this wouldn't happen because they would be more masculine. They wouldn't be acting like this more so. Do you have you ever had lesbian friends?
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Okay, then. So you should be able to relate more. I've never had lesbian friends, so I don't know. I've only ever had a gay friends, and that's about it. And you know, it was only like
I can tell you that just because the fact that they are both women, they are obviously both more in touch with their emotions. That is not something that can easily be ignored just because you are a lesbian.
I don't know. I don't see a stud being like, yo, girl, this is how you made me feel. Listen, like, I'm feeling hard inside.
Don't mistake studs for not being emotional or feminine, because they do have their feminine ways. They're just more prone to hiding it better.
To stomping a bitch out.
Yeah, they can talk a big game, but they're at home crying like little fucking bitches anyway.
Ooh, okay. Carry on then. Get to number six.
That's why studs get all defensive when you're like, hey, what's up? And you're like, nah, I like what you like. Like, we running this.
Well, that's the same defensive you'd be if a gay man went, hey, cutie, what's up? You go, nah, nah, nah. I'm not.
I don't get that defensive. I'm like, nah, you're looking the wrong way.
Same thing, but that's defensive.
I don't get.
That's probably because when the dudes keep coming at them, they get more and more aggressive and more insecure about it. God, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think typically. I don't know, man. In my experience, when a gay man approaches you, you're like, nah, I'm not with that. You know, they'll be cool. But if a gay guy kept on going, yo, but I can turn you, I can see a little sweetness in you, blah blah blah. You start getting more and more defensive and more insecure and puff up your chest a little more.
Yeah, but men normally don't do that.
Correct.
No, women, yeah. On the other hand,
no. When men do kind of not take no for an answer sometimes when courting a female. Sometimes they think no is try hard or stupid.
Yeah, that can happen, I guess.
So I can see. So I don't take that away from them. I can see them getting more, you know, getting more self-conscious because they probably, like, you see me as a woman, you don't, and it's disrespectful to them too. You don't see that you think that just because you've got the golden wiener that you're going to turn me, like, if I'm some kind of like bisexual or a temporary lesbian, as opposed to like, this is my life. So I can see that you can be offended. They're going to get offended.
Yeah.
So I see it. I respect it.
Number six, the death of sex.
Yes.
At the beginning, you were tearing each other's clothes off. Now holding hands together in bed is as exciting as it gets. This could be due to too much pressure or the fact that one of you isn't feeling it. Ultimately, whoever makes the first move is the same one who sets herself up for embarrassment. You can see the pattern forming.
It's not the same thing, but that's the same thing as heterosexual relationships. You know, right. The sex dies, but the man, however,
Judging by the name of the person that wrote this article,
powered by WordPress,
his name is Lou something, so it could be a man. I'm not saying that it could be because Lou can also be a woman's name, but
Lou Crowley.
Right.
You click the name, oh, that doesn't mean anything. It's just three articles this person wrote. Okay.
So it could be a man, which is why half of this doesn't make sense for lesbians, but don't at me. This is just something that we're reading from this article at this person who
wrote. No, of course. Well, that's fine. But no, this sucks.
Yeah. Point number seven, trying not to be the one who is obviously more into it. Oh God. Yeah,
that's games. This is games.
Girls are brilliant at mind games. Put two girls in a relationship together and a kamikaze of subtle, sneaky mind game goes on. You want her to go out with her friends, but you also want to be invited. She wants you to ask her if she's okay, but if you ask too much, then she'll think you're too keen and will become increasingly unenthused with and bored of your relationships. I mean, yeah, I could see that.
You know what? Just
happening.
Just fellas and stutters, just quit dating.
Quit by your head.
Just quit dating. This is why reading this is making my head hurt, and it's why I stopped dating 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago now. I stopped cold turkey. You know what I'm saying? Like the only time I interact with females now are two friends. That's it. Or if I'm going traveling, that's about it. I'm looking for a companion for some adventure I'm going on or something. Other than that, I'm left alone. This is just aggravating. Who wants to do this?
Times two.
See, that's why in that thing it says that dating modern women, you know, suck. That I can only imagine you compound what makes a modern woman a modern woman on top of this list, and you're just like, yeah, man, I got to figure out how to like dick. You know, that's pretty much what they would say. Like I can't do this. Crazy. Right.
And the final point.
Who cooks?
Yeah, who cooks, who cleans, who starts arguments? Any form of PDA makes someone uncomfortable and leads to gawping. I don't know what gawping is. Sometimes we just like to hold each other's hands and go under the radar. We also don't need to shout out. We also don't need the shout outs reminding us that we're lesbians. After all, we all know what's going on under the sheets. Just let us stroll down the street and be a cute couple like any other billion other couples around us.
Who shouts out, hey, lesbians, what are you talking about? What was this written?
It's got to probably be like that awkward person that's like, hey, I got lesbian friends over there or you know, whatever. There is the awkward individual that likes to over speak.
Ooh.
It's random, but there is somebody who random, just doesn't.
No, they just said we want to be low key. We don't want to be outed. We don't want to be reminded. It is so normal now that you see two women kissing or you see someone holding hands, you don't even think about it. So what are you talking about, bro, or sir, ma'am, whoever wrote this? What? Let us just stroll down the street and be a cute couple like all the other billion other couples out there. Exactly. You already blend in with all the other couples out there. Who's catcalling? Lesbian! These are my lesbian friends. Don't you see they're holding hands? They kiss and they bump and grind in the bed. Like, who does that? I mean, yeah, I can see it if you say that there's an awkward friend, but that means they're awkward in general. They say the same thing. Right. Those are my two heterosexual friends. They have sex when we're not together. Look at them. Look at them. So it's not a lesbian thing. It's just that you're an awkward friend.
And you know they have kids, right? You know how they got there, right?
That's right. You know they got there, right? You know? Like four kids.
What are you talking about? They fuck.
They fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of a thing. There was a movie like, okay, did you ever watch Cloverfield? The original Cloverfield? The first one?
Yeah.
A monster movie. Okay. And it's the party before the monster comes. And the guy tells Hud, who's the one with the camera, that, yeah, me and Beth, his best friend, we had sex. And he's like, you know, and walks away. And so just before the monster hits, he goes around to everybody in the party and says, Rob and Beth had sex. Rob and Beth had sex. It's a montage of him telling everybody that Rob and Beth had sex. I get that, but that's because it's who he is, not because he has a fascination with a heterosexual couple or if it was too
an awkward person.
An awkward person. That's what he did. He went around telling everybody that Rob and Beth had sex before,
and they couldn't read the room.
Right. No, he definitely could not read the room. And so, you know, saying, and that was about it. I think you got excited for the title and it wasn't what you thought it was.
It wasn't. I was looking for something that.
Something spicy. Less, yeah. Something spicy.
That dives into the
modern wide, women.
Yeah.
We kind of got off topic. Well, before we wrap this up, let's get a little deeper, as she said.
Put a Dr. Manny special on it.
You should put it. Yeah. Put a Dr. Manny special on it.
I think dating is hard just overall today. I would presume, and I've seen many articles, memes, jokes, whatever have you,
Google is noodle. Yeah, Google's noodle.
Google's listings.
Sorry, what?
On that show.
We're talking about lesbians, dude. I'm lonely.
I know.
What do you want from me?
I know. I don't know what's wrong with you. That show, that there is a high percentage of male on male relationships.
Oh, okay.
Are far more
healthy,
successful.
Okay.
Than hetero relationships and even lesbian relationships. And a lot of the reasons why lesbian couples especially do not work out, it's because of today's how much today's society and modern women have ruined dating. And this is not me. I'm just quoting what I've read, because it's just a constant like when and we still haven't figured out if this was a gag or not. The bar that shut down after one night.
Oh, right. Drinks. Yeah, we got to figure out if that's a gag or not. But it was an article. It seemed like
I can see that happening.
Correct.
The first all women bar shuts down because no one bought a drink.
A bottle. Nobody bought a bottle. So maybe somebody bought like one drink. But if you have 100 women and they all buy just one drink and you got no big bottle service, you got nothing crazy going on. Because remember, the men are the one that buys the women the drinks.
Yeah.
So a man will probably, and that's times two. So the man buys his drink and buys her drink. So any man is typically buying anywhere from 2 to 10 drinks.
Yep.
On his own. Well, it's just women. They're going to buy one, maybe two each.
And they're expecting somebody else to.
Correct. So that's a whole third of the revenue right there. Two thirds of revenue gone. That's a bottle service, the money that men bring in, and then what women may or may not buy for themselves. And they're not going to buy. They're not used to buying for themselves. They're here looking to be bought for. So, yeah.
It's a sad state of affair for today.
It is. And that's why I don't miss it at all. I don't miss being on dating sites. I don't miss getting to know anybody. I don't miss going on first. I don't miss spending any money. Oh my God, any money on dating. I couldn't imagine I'd be doing any of the traveling that I do if I still was courting women with the amount of money it costs to go on a date. You have to spend at minimum, $150. That's not true. Yes, it is true. It is true. Unfortunately, modern women don't want coffee dates. Modern women don't want movie dates. Modern women don't the whole traditional dinner and a movie. Let's go to Chili's and go catch a movie. That's that high school stuff. That's that maybe early 20s stuff. And that was without social media. Social media has shown what princess treatment looks like, spoiled treatment looks like. You know what I'm saying? You have girls that literally don't care on their dating apps saying, I want a princess treatment. The best way to get at me is to spoil me. All I want is your money. They put these things in their profile. They don't care. Like, right. That's how serious it is.
That's the sad state of affairs as it is now.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't remember if I sent the video in our chat where the girl gets in the guy's car, the guy sits down, and he's like, oh, what you want to do? You want to go eat? And she's like,
Yeah.
Starts naming off restaurants, and she's like, no. And he's like, well, you clearly don't want to eat then. Right. And she's like, no, I want to eat. However, everything that you just listed off, that's not where you go on a first date.
Correct.
And he goes, okay, well, where do you want to go on a first date? And she starts naming off these five-star, like high-class
one of them was restaurants. Nobu.
And as soon as he said Nobu, which I think was like the third option. He got out the car, went around, and told her to get the hell out of the car.
You can get out. It could have been a bit, whatever. But he's like, what do you mean? We're not going to go. He's like, no, you said you wanted Nobu. So Nobu, and get out. And he started laughing at the end. Like, it's kind of how it is.
Can you imagine this dynamic times two?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the issue with, you know, the dating world. And again, not just for the lesbianism or anything. It's just the dating world and the high expectations has just ruined everything. There's no reciprocity.
Reciprocity. Don't worry, I still can't say what was the
nothing's
word?
Being reciprocated. There you go.
Correct. Reciprocity. Espresso.
Just the act of that is like, you know, what do you do for me? Mm-hmm. Before I even start considering what I should be doing for you and the setting up of like our future lives together and marriage, like everything is just the fantasy world and the reality. It's ruined everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know where it started from. I don't know where it came from. I know Disney played a big part of it.
But
all
Sims,
of the Disney princesses. Sims did it.
And being able to see the and being able to see how high class men, dare I say, what is it called? High value men treat their ladies or treat the woman that they're and so you can see it now. Back in the day it was implied or it was on TV, but now you can see how a high class man will treat a high class woman or treat a woman. And then they say, you know what, I should be able to get something like that. Then they will start getting expected.
But the misconception of that situation is that these are men a large number of them started with nothing.
Correct.
Their women stayed behind,
right?
Helped them build something. And then this is something that was built over time.
Sometimes.
This wasn't something that came off rich.
They're not interested in potential. Most men are interested in potential. They want it now. Or the simps, you know, I'm sorry, guys, the simps that are out there who will spend their very last dollar. You know, I was one. I'm sorry. I did some elaborate shit and I wasn't making that kind of money. And I had two kids. I never lost a light bill. I always had the money to pay for my children's stuff. I never came out of pocket for that. But what I am saying though is, when you know, if there was extra and I was interested in you, that was going to you. So I was there. I was that guy. And I'm telling you, we would drop our last dollar to try and impress you, to take you somewhere, you know, fancy, or to take you somewhere, you know, or be me. I was not really fancy. I was more of a creative guy, but the creativity that required to go on these dates required money. The things that I did, tiki rides or moonlight kayaking or certain restaurants that I try to take to Maikai. Like, I'm running down the list of the crazy things like I that's why I was the one date king guy, because I would go on one date, the girl probably wasn't interested in shit either, or it'd fall off. But I used to have some crazy elaborate first dates. Crazy elaborate, because I thought I had to impress the woman. I had to show to her that I'm worth it. That was partially because of my insecurity, because I had two kids and how I was shocked that women my age at that time in their 20s weren't receptive to that. They just weren't. They didn't think he was cute. It was like, oh, I don't want to date a guy with kids, or I don't want to date a guy with kids who was involved that much. So it made me more insecure. I had so much to prove, even though I really didn't. So trust me, I was part of the problem. Why these women have these expectations? Because simps and will try to impress them crazy. So they expect that becomes a new baseline. Let's be real. And then they see what to aspire to on social media and on media, when they see that there are these, you know, high value men picking these women. And some of these women, you know, are in their eyes, oh, I'm better looking than her. So that means I could have attracted a man like that, or I should be able to attract a man like that, or I should be expecting that treatment because I'm on that level. Remember that scale where you're looking up, yeah, up, and you're thinking you're up. That's what it is. And it's a mixture of things. I don't blame them, you know, but at the same time, men need to stop losing our minds and simping, and women need to humble themselves. And we both need to come to a common ground, and we need to accept simpler dates. We need to normalize that the first date should be simple. It should be at a coffee. It should be at a coffee house. It should be.
We need to normalize getting to know the person and their intentions before dating ever starts. Because if you get into a situation where you don't even the intentions aren't clear, and then you start going on dates or whatever, right, anything can go south after that.
Well, I think you can get to know somebody, find their intentions with lower key dates first. Maybe the first two dates are lower key, and in that, there is no, oh, I'm going to fake it with this guy because he's taking me somewhere cool. You're in a neutral place. Even the guy who's paying, and you're getting to know them. You work your way up to the expensive dates. You work your way up to the elaborate dates.
Right.
You don't start. That's why it's funny, because that's what it is. What's the complaint that most women say? When you first dated me, you took me out all the time. You spent all this money on me. When we're finally together, you kind of fall off. Because that's what it is. We right. burn ourselves
I got
out.
You already.
Right. We burn ourselves out. We that too. But we burn ourselves out in the beginning, that we don't have to try so hard anymore. You know what I'm saying? It should be, that should be earned. When I get you, now to keep you, I should want to do bigger and better things with you, and vice versa. Not at the beginning. You see what I'm trying to say? It's we're starting at the wrong slope. That's what it is. And I'm telling you right now, if I was dating, and God help me if I ever consider dating again in any kind of serious way, it would start small. I would offer a coffee house. I would offer, at one point I had the beach date, where I took most of the women that I was dating, a few women. We went to the beach. We did banana biking when banana biking was there at Hollywood Beach. And then we would go to the taco spot or one of the restaurants that were there. And that was actually pretty, it was cute. It was fun, but it was also not, it was inexpensive. It really was. And within that date frame, I was able to know, can you hang? Are you fun? How do you deal with an uncomfortable situation? Because the banana bikes were very hard to use, and you have to use your core, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, and if you got frustrated, I know, yeah, you're not it. But if you play with it, you had fun with it. Like one girl couldn't get it. She couldn't get it at all. And instead of flipping out, she said, hey, let's just drag these into the beach and lay on them in front of the ocean. I said, yo, that is awesome. And we did. We dragged these suckers all the way to the beach. We laid there instead of pedaling, and we talked. And because you have to use your core, we just kind of gave up and just let it lie like this. So I lied like this, and she lied like this, and we talked. It was like,
that's reciprocated effort.
No, because she didn't reciprocate anything. No, being
your idea was the banana bikes, and she's like, hey, it's not working out for either one of us, so why don't we?
No, it was working out fine for me. I was kicking ass. I love banana bikes. But no, that was her rolling with the punches. But yeah, sure. You know, she could easily call the date off, but no, she decided to figure it out, and she's like, you know what, we can just do this instead. I was like, that was great. That was cool. She was a nightmare, you know, later on that night and whatever. But that moment, I was like, yeah, you know what? This girl's got it. So
I don't think, you know, I have very few dating stories because
you were married for 55 years.
Yeah, that was part of it. But even like before my marriage, when I met my ex-wife of 165 years.
Right.
We didn't really start on like high dates either. It was like my thing is
I'm all about. But you were young, yeah, though. Okay.
I was young at 123.
Correct. But so the income wasn't there to do the real dating. It was just kind of like, hey, I like you. You know, can we?
But even still, like, the thing for dating for me is like, I need to know. That's what I said. Like, I have to understand what your intentions are before I even discuss dating and where we're going to go out to eat. And if I'm going to take you out to eat anywhere, if we're going to watch a movie or whatever, like, I can't take a perfect stranger somewhere because I need to know. I guess
so how would you ask out a woman? If you see a woman that you're interested in, you would walk up to her and try and get her number, try to get to know her, and then ask her out? But no.
I would just engage in some form of conversation, and if it's something that I can see that is a continued and reciprocated effort, then maybe a number exchange at some point. But it wouldn't be off rip. I don't like going up to perfect strangers and be like, hey, what's your number? You're hot.
Okay.
You know, that to me, like, that.
So basically you were meeting women in common spaces like your job or your school or your neighborhood then, because that's the only way to be able to get to know somebody without exchanging numbers or seeing them enough to get, because you can't
into a random like place and met somebody and, you know, it just became like a, hey, it's an every Tuesday thing or an every whatever day of the week thing. And we've developed some form of
rapport
and then a number exchange or whatever from there.
Okay. But
for me, my baseline is I got to start off as some form of a friendship before I can even consider taking you out anywhere.
Oh, then you're screwed, because that's how you get put in the friend zone, buddy. That's it.
No, if
you
don't... It's worked out for me pretty well. My entire life, that's
for 100 that's 165 years ago. We're talking about modern women now. That's not going to work.
I know it's not going to work, but I don't give a damn because I don't like modern women.
God damn.
If you expect me to fulfill your high expectations or your high needs at this point, I don't. No, I'm good. I'm not trying.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
I will immediately shut the shit down and walk out.
God damn. No, I mean, people have asked me, Jay, you refuse to date, you're done. But what if a woman showed interest in you? I would be like, nah. But they said, okay, well, what if they like really showed interest? I said, if they showed interest in me and they really tried and there's absolutely no effort on my part, then sure, I'll give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? That's how serious I've gotten against it now.
It's like the phrase is
said. You have a spoon feeding me. You have a spoon feeding me a nice, attractive woman who's all about me. And then maybe I'll be like, eh.
Right. It's like the phrase says, don't go after the people that like you. Or no, I'm sorry. Don't go after the people that you like. Go after the people that like
you. That like you. Correct.
Because the people that like you actually like you for who you are, and you don't have to wear a mask or anything of the sort.
But in this day and age, the people that like you, that you tend to attract, usually are the ones you want. That's the thing.
Those whores can stay away from me, damn it.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying, is that, and unfortunately, you can't control who's attracted to you and what you're attracted to. And typically, and this is how it is with everybody, typically the ones that want you, you aren't attracted to. The ones that want you, you don't want. And dating down, like we talked about before, for a woman, or for, you know, it would be dating down, or for a guy, it'd be like, ah, you know, F it, or, you know, I'll just bang or something like that. So
I just stay in my shell and just
call that's it, what, yeah, call that's, it a day. No, I feel you. And that's the reason why I stopped too, is it just isn't worth it. It's too expensive. Sorry. Final thoughts on dating modern women and lesbian relationships. And I don't really know what I'm titling this anymore, because we went everywhere. And borrow and lending up money.
Well, the topic started with unfair lesbian relationships.
Correct.
Keep your head up, stud.
All right, there you go.
or she man, whatever.
She-man. Ooh, I kind of like that.
She-man?
Yeah, she-man. I like that.
But you know, it's tough out here for everybody. It's just nice to know that there is a certain percentage of women, again, not saying that good for you, but it's good for them to know that this is what we've been living.
Yes.
So you have
I think it gives men validation, is that now women, heterosexual women, or even just women in general, can't say, well, it's you men, you guys just aren't man enough for us. And then if the lesbians are now, some lesbians are now saying this too, it kind of validates the men. It kind of puts more of the spotlight back on women, the typical women saying, hey, listen, you know, if the men are saying it and the studs are saying it, and, you know, all that's left is what, friggin', the pets, like, you know, now it's time to start taking accountability. I just really believe that most women, or women in general, especially modern women, you've got to humble yourself. I'm not saying dating down, I'm not saying compromise, I'm not saying, what I'm saying is you need to humble yourself. You need to look at potential, and you need to stop expecting the high stuff. It's like I told you guys in this podcast before. I tell my sons, before you do something nice for a woman, before you do something nice for a woman, you want to take a woman out, you have to ask the question yourself, how have they earned it? And the answer has to be more than I want to, just because. You have to give yourself a reason. What have they done to earn this behavior from you? If not, keep it light, keep it simple. Don't buy nothing. Don't take them anywhere. How have they earned it? Oh, what are you saying? Girls must do something for you to get something? Not really, but you've got to earn it. Why do you believe you deserve the princess treatment off rip without anything? Just because you're pretty, or just because you said hi, or you humored me, that's not enough. You have to earn this behavior. And I've told this many times to him. To get the best of me, you have to earn it. You're not going to get me lending you money. You're not going to get me picking you up. You're not going to get me running around and doing stuff for you, or being there, or being available. No. How have you earned it? By your persona, by your personality, by your behavior, by your interaction with me, by your reciprocity. It has to be earned. And that is my final word. Thank you for tuning in to Last of the Nice Guys podcast. And remember, that's not how we end it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the end of the Last of the Nice Guys podcast, and thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys, or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.